Everybody, my name is Pete Berg. This is the Paint It Black podcast, and joining me this week, we have my co-host, Brian Katz.
What's good, man? This is a power podcast session we're doing today.
Hell yeah, two in a row. We got news girl, Jillian Gray.
Day two of cleanse. I'm feeling a little woozy here.
And we have our favorite color commentator. It's not a racial thing. Lou Figueroa.
What's up, everybody?
How's everyone doing?
I feel good.
How's your weeks?
Poor.
Poor?
Yeah.
How?
This is the worst thing you can imagine. My wife consistently likes to think she's pregnant.
Ew.
Oh, yeah, I've had that case.
And then she's...
That's fucking teamwork!
And then I'm like, listen, if you think and don't know yet, don't tell me about it.
No, you pee on the stick first.
Are you trying?
No.
Is she trying?
No.
Is anyone pulling out here? Is she sloppy with taking the pill?
She had gotten sloppy for a week of not... She missed it or something.
Yeah, you missed like 2 days and you're screwed.
And like, I'm like, listen, this has got to stop. If you don't know for sure, I don't want to know. I don't want to fucking know.
Just keep on pulling out, bro.
That's what
he does. All right.
Poking exactly. The whiskers.
So, a week of stress until we finally got a no.
A solid no.
Yeah.
So you're not a dad.
No.
Congratulations!
You are not a father!
Thank you, thank you.
That's great news, Lou.
You didn't get the job done, man.
Slow swimmers.
I'm very happy for you.
I'm proud.
Yeah, that reminds me.
Nothing! You've got nothing!
We are on a soundtrack explosion. I love it. We have one for all occasions.
I'm sorry. That sort of just reminds me of this past Mother's Day where Brian's mother thanked me for not being a mother. Oh. I don't know if that meant coming into the relationship or currently, but I'm pretty sure she meant currently. And not in a negative way. But my mom didn't take kindly to those words. She's like, what the freak is that supposed to mean? I'm like, I don't think she meant it like that, Mom. It's cool.
Either way, you guys would be a lot more boring if you had a kid. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for
not
being
selfish.
I'm too selfish to have
We're way
a kid.
Too selfish.
Brian? Thank you for not...
I'm just too selfish. I want to do my own thing too much.
Thanks for pulling out. Oh, as your friend.
You got to pull out, man.
It's nice to hang
out.
It's
the only real way you...
Take the pill, double up, Lou. Plan B, whatever you got to do.
Yeah, Lou, you too. You know, keep shooting blanks, bro.
Absolutely.
I like it. All right. What do you say?
Nothing! You've got nothing! Nothing!
What do you say, Jillian? You take us into some news...
All right, well, if you want to talk about safe sex, these people have found the perfect way not to get anyone pregnant.
I know where you're going with this.
Oh, it's like getting sucked off by an angel.
This is so great.
I know. This is awesome.
Okay.
I have a bunch of them now, guys. Like, they're out there in Radio Land. Well, I just made like 80 of these things.
Don't use them up all at once, babe.
We got to give a taste.
Yeah. After like 8 months of, this racism is killing me.
All right, to start off, this is a twofer story, so there's two stories.
Okay.
Swedish police searching for bicycle fucker caught on video.
Bicycle fucker. Your new superhero, bicycle fucker.
Not one part of that sounds pleasant. There's a lot of gears and chains and metal involved.
Bicycle.
Thank you, that's what I had in my head.
All
right, Jill, take us in there.
Okay. A man who fucks bicycles is on the loose in Sweden.
Oh, God. Hide your bike.
Hide your bike.
Hide your trikes.
After Swedish cyclist Per Edström had bike violated one too many times.
Bike violated.
Now, that sounds like he was violated by his bike, but that's not what happened here.
Maybe that's a separate kink. We don't know yet.
He installed a security camera in front of his home and left his bicycle outside and then waited. I imagine him in the bushes, like, watching, trying to catch this person.
So wait.
This is the cyclist. The cyclist is having his bicycle violated by someone else.
Yes, but what?
The whiskers.
How did he know?
What was his clue?
You'll find out. Listen to this.
Wow, these gears look jizzy.
Sure enough, the hooded bicycle lover showed up, cut open a tire, and began to masturbate onto the bike as the tire deflated, all while holding a piece of paper in his hand.
What? Wait.
Oh, it's like getting sucked off by an angel.
So he slits the tire open.
Yeah, he makes a badge.
Slowly watches it deflate and beats off on it. What was on the paper?
Now, okay.
Instructions how to make a bike.
This is a quote from Per Edström him saying that my girlfriend finds it all a little concerning.
Yeah.
You never know if he has checked her out in some way and whether it is a picture of her he has in his hand that he's masturbating to. But this guy's not worried. Because he says, this man is probably completely harmless. Bicycles are just his thing.
What about the bicycles?
My brain just fried a little bit thinking about this.
Hot chick immediately thinks, oh, it's probably a picture of me he's beating off to. Well, what?
Get over yourself, sister. This is a 10 speed. All right?
Dude, this is Tour de France ready. This is the supermodel of bicycles.
Look at this lean little bitch.
Oh, so let me close the story. Somewhat unbelievably, this was not the first time there's been a bicycle-related sex scandal in Sweden. In 2007, a 35-year-old man was arrested and convicted of masturbating onto at least 20 bikes around Stockholm.
20 bikes?
Once?
Do we have a time frame?
No, I'm guessing he was on a spree one night.
This is just a bike orgy.
He got himself ready, right? And then he just fucking sideways ran as fast as he could down the line. He was like,
Now, it's the mundane that makes this funny to me. The idea of waking up in the morning, he's in Sweden, he, you know, dresses himself, showers. I'm going to go fuck some bikes today. I'm going to jack off all over the bikes. Why? What? Any inclination? Did they catch this guy?
The 35-year-old, yes. This other guy, it doesn't say if they caught him or not, but they got him on camera, so, you know, sure enough, he'll be back, and they can get him then.
What about motorcycles? Are those like fake tits to him?
Probably is my guess. Especially the Japanese made ones.
Now, what if he's like a naturalist, like the guys who don't believe in the DH rule? He's like, I just like pedal bikes. Like,
yeah. So, would you jerk off to a skateboard? What am I, a weirdo?
Never.
Is a tricycle, since he seems so fixated on tires, is that like a three-way with him?
I'm not a pedophile. All right? I like a good, solid two-wheeled bike.
Not uni?
No. Are you kidding me? I'm not a freak or anything.
Okay, so that's our first freak of the week.
Disgusting. The freak. All right.
The next
this
man.
This is becoming an issue, by the way.
Okay, yeah. This is an issue because the next story is man arrested for fucking pool raft again.
Again.
That palm tree, man, with the little island, so hot.
What happened to fucking women?
Well, they just don't shut up, apparently. It's like that. Inanimate objects don't talk back.
You know what's good? Yeah, pool raft don't give you any lip.
Oh, raft. I wanna
poke in the whiskers.
Oh, yeah.
You know what doesn't say no? One of those inflatable whales.
A bike tire.
A horse named Nadia. She just whinnies yes.
Oh, poor Nadia. Well, she didn't seem resistant.
No, she could have kicked him. She could have kicked him. I stand by that. Nadia and him are on the
left. She was all like, yay.
Oh,
go back to last week if you don't remember this. But yeah, that poor horse.
So the thing that connects all these stories, even though Nadia was a living creature and these things are inanimate objects, they all belonged to the neighbors, not to the freaks themselves. And I say freaks not in a disparaging way. Like, you like sex, you're a freak.
Is this what the Bible was referring to when thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's property?
I'm not going
to
fuck.
Exactly.
I'm not going to fuck my pool float.
That's my pool float.
Yeah. No, that goes in my pool.
That's for floating.
That's for floating, not for fucking.
Your pool float, though, neighbor.
Your pool float's looking awfully hot and sexy.
It's just looking at me. Oh, and by the way, this did not take place in Florida, surprisingly. It took place in Ohio.
Ohio.
O-H-I-O. Yeah.
The thing I love about that particular story is it's the same exact float. He did it one time. The neighbors kept the float.
Jillian, please continue this story.
Hit it with the hose.
I need these details here.
Edwin Charles Torbergata? I'm throwing an extra A there. Edwin of Hamilton, Ohio, was arrested June 17th after a child in his neighborhood reported seeing him having sexual relations with a rubber pool float. By the way, that's a quote.
Yo, Dad.
I don't know who we're quoting.
He's
that
fucking
the
that float.
Again.
He just can't let the killer whale go.
He keeps calling it his lady.
That man's doing WWF to a float.
WWF?
Is that what they call it?
Oh, yeah.
He's doing Xbox Bronco.
Bronco Buster.
Bronco Buster.
Oh, it's like getting sucked off by an angel.
According to police report, Edwin stepped out of his house at 1:20 p.m.
With swimmies on.
Damn it. Completely naked.
with swimmies
on. Some swimmy. There were no swimmies, though. That's a great visual. Yeah,
he's given new meaning to the word wearing a rubber.
Oh, and he went straight for the raft. That's a good one, Pete.
Here's your lips. It's so good.
It wasn't clear if the raft was in the pool or on dry land.
I'm calm down a little bit.
I don't think that matters.
You definitely want it wet.
Yeah, otherwise it's a lot of friction.
You want a little pushback, I would think, and end up being on land, you know. Anyway.
How good can this feel? It's filled with air. It's empty. It's.
I don't know. Don't guys sometimes when they're younger, like, do couch cushions and their families, like.
No, just that one guy last week.
Just the guy last week. I never fucked a couch or a pillow or a bed or anything. These people are getting creative, jerking off on bikes. What the fuck's going on?
Edwin was indicted by a grand jury on Wednesday for public indecency, a fifth-degree felony. Prosecutors are unlikely to take it easy on Edwin, as this is his fifth time he's been arrested for allegedly fucking a raft.
Can we just... All right, let's make everyone's life easy.
Buy this guy a raft.
Yeah. No. Buy the neighbor a new raft. Give him the old one.
And say keep it in the house.
And keep it away from the public eye.
What if it's the taboo of the neighbor's raft that he really likes?
Oh, like all the spice goes out of the relationship once it's his?
A little bit.
It's like, look, baby.
Look, Pete. You try to get into a mind of a raft fucker. Like, like sense isn't really there.
That's a good point. Oh. But I just picture him sitting there, like, looking at the raft in his own house.
I got more
it's
details.
It's not you.
He's looking at it. It's
me. The spice has just gone out of the relationship.
He's looking
he
at
sticks
the,
a pin in it.
He's like, looking at the raft next door. It's like, ba, 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 ba.
Look, man, there's, I'm sorry, but there's this inflatable cooler next door that I really got my eye on. She keeps giving me the look.
By the way, the raft was a pink inflatable swimming pool raft.
At least it's a chick.
A pink inflatable one?
And, yeah, and the incident allegedly occurred in an alley behind...
An alley?
An alley behind the home.
So he took the raft out of the pool? Like, he's just like... anything in an alley is a felony.
So he
like,
made...
It's rape.
Right.
So he actually made fucking a pool raft rapey.
Oh.
He took it off the neighbor's property, took it to the alley between their houses or whatever, and
He pretty much said, what can I do to make this whole act weirder?
Get that alley raft out of my home.
I'm going to have this hobo film it just for good measure, because I'm not weird enough.
I want some home videos to remember these moments,
get this
dear.
Dog to lick my asshole while I fuck this pool raft, because I'm not a sick enough son of a bitch.
Anything that's on the alley is no good. I fully disapprove of it now.
Alley should be
It was funny
banded.
To me before. Now it's like, I want to bring up charges. It happened in an alley.
Now like, you feel bad for the raft.
I feel bad. I definitely feel bad for the raft.
Yeah, just a message to all these people fucking inanimate objects. You know, even when I can't get laid.
Don't do it in an alley.
The hand does just fine and doesn't disturb anybody.
Yeah, but even if you jerked off in an alley, I'd be against it.
I'm not saying an alley.
Alleys aren't the places for anything.
Whatever happened to the comfort of your own home?
You sit there for hours blowing it up. Like,
it's called foreplay.
I love you, baby.
It's part of the game.
You never looked better. Can I pour you another glass of wine?
Yeah.
Pink right. raft?
Just pours it on it.
Just drinking a nice young Beaujolais with the boy.
Well done. You were right on top of that.
Nice.
All right, Jill, give us the next one.
All right, so the next story.
Are there any more fucking of inanimate objects?
No. Now we're on to guns. Not fucking guns, just guns.
Shoving them up their asses?
No, there's no sex.
Jerking off on them?
No, there's no sex. Some are sex. It's just violence.
People getting shot?
What are
funny,
they?
Funny violence.
What, are they weirdos?
This is cartoon violence at its best.
Ooh.
I like to call this I Kind of Always Knew I'd End Up Your Ex-Girlfriend. And it takes place in the
No
great
Doubt song?
Yes, very good. I didn't even try a pun there. I'm out of puns.
You fucking named it a No Doubt song.
Yes, but okay. So this is it takes place in Texas. Man accidentally shoots girlfriend while aiming at ex-girlfriend.
Well, who hasn't been there?
It's a win-win situation.
It's called forethought. Continue.
I can't miss.
A San Antonio man faces criminal charges after he accidentally shot his girlfriend while aiming a weapon at his ex-girlfriend. Local authorities say the incident took place early yesterday morning at 1600 block of Amanda Street. Wow, there's so many things I could do with that.
1600 block? Like, what are they, in fucking Russia?
Amanda Street.
Like, you're in 1600 block.
All right, whatever. The man's ex-girlfriend had unexpectedly arrived at his house, and a verbal altercation ensued. Like it does. Yeah. At one point, the man left to retrieve his shotgun. Hold on, dear. I want to come back with a weapon.
As you do.
only to be met with resistance from his current girlfriend upon his return. Now, here's where I have a problem with this story. Sweetheart, I appreciate that you're trying to stop your man from making a big mistake, imagining his priors. You don't want him to go back to jail for life. But you know what? You know what? He's going to eliminate a potential issue. It's a crazy ex-girlfriend. He just showed up. Let him do what it does and go get a shovel and help out, maybe.
Maybe some water.
That's fucking teamwork! Woo!
That was perfect.
At the same time, I condone violence against women.
Sorry, at the same time, I find it abhorrent. Now let's keep laughing at it.
Okay. It's only funny because...
It's funny for a lot of reasons.
Okay. Okay, so...
Honey, don't shoot your ex-girlfriend. Boom.
Investigators say the woman tried to prevent her boyfriend from shooting her ex-girlfriend and was unintentionally, quote-unquote, shot in the chest.
In the fucking chest?
By her boyfriend in the
process.
Oops, I missed.
I'm imagining it's a rifle and there's a lot of, no, give it to me, no, jerk, boom. That.
Imagine shotgun. He's just like, this, whatever.
Now, you can't hear this over the audio, but that was an accident. Yes.
Parentheses.
Air quotes.
She was rushed to the hospital in critical condition, but her status has since been upgraded to quote unquote stable.
Okay.
Police were initially unsure if the man would be charged with a crime, but have since decided
to shooting a woman in the chest.
But have since decided to arrest him on suspicion of aggravated assault. Okay, now let's see. We sat around our conference room and said, gee, this guy, he was trying to shoot this one woman and failed, look, but shot another. Is there a crime here?
Gentlemen, listen. He did shoot a woman, but his intentions were pure.
They were nagging her.
He was attempting to shoot another woman. Mm-hmm. He's clearly innocent. Of course this guy's a fucking asshole.
This girl, she showed up on his property, yelling at him. This is Texas. He does have the right to shoot her, right?
Oh, yeah, trespassing.
It's Texas. And he did not shoot her in the back.
I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, that's right, Texas.
So that's our Texas news.
Oh, God. I wish I could get away with that bullshit.
Realistically, man, like, it was just a win-win situation for him. Like, apparently in Texas, you don't get in that much trouble for shooting people.
Which one do I shoot, Stalky or Naggy?
It's all the same to me.
Surprised you didn't unload, like, four times.
Don't tell me what to do! Boom!
All right, so what's the next
chemical
one?
Chemical castration, that's the punishment for this guy.
I feel like I kind of... I did these out of order, so I feel like this is kind of let down, but I'll let you guys roll with it.
Bring it on.
Everyday superhero in trouble for using city asphalt to fix potholes. Now, this just is just one of those things, like, as a citizen, it pisses me off.
But, all right, that headline, is he an actual superhero? Is he one of these assholes in costume?
He's not wearing costumes.
He's
no.
The Detroit
he's not
Batman.
Wearing, he's not wearing costumes. And by the
I'm
way.
I'm talking, is he like Phoenix Jones, the dude who walks around in the suit?
The black guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. He just wears, you know...
He's just a guy.
He's just a guy wearing his collared shirt,
so
shorts.
He's just a good guy pants. Using city asphalt to fill in
Caucasian
potholes.
Man.
He's walking around the city of Jackson, Mississippi. There's tons of potholes, imagine, from all of the flooding and shit they get all the time. And there's tons of backlog at City Hall, and everyone knows it. So he's like, you know what? I got some time on my hands. I got some American can-do-ism. I'm just going to go take care of this myself.
So what's the problem?
Problem is he's using city asphalt to do it.
It's the city's job. What else are they going to use the asphalt for?
Right.
I know, but you have to go through paperwork and the proper channels if you want to use city asphalt.
No, fuck the bureaucracy. We got potholes now.
No, did you see the librarian saying they're like, no, sir, you can't do that. You have to fill out a Form A
sir,
and a
sir,
Form 12.
Sir.
Well, there's a bunch of probably road workers that are totally pissed off.
Sir,
they couldn't
sir.
Take 3 weeks to fucking repair a quarter-mile road.
Exactly. Like, this was 6 months of work for them. They would have to tear up the whole road and put a new one in place and probably make it work.
Oh, well, you just pissed them off because they were going to get overtime for that.
Let's give this guy a superhero name. I call him Effective Man.
Lou, you got anything?
Moving on. Improv genius, Lou Figueroa.
The best.
Not that Effective Man was funny, but he's actually being effective.
I get it.
Like, I wish we could have any road work done around here without it turning into a year-long ordeal.
They acted like Hurricane Sandy was just, like, the most devastating thing to ever hit land. Because, like, I also know that our road by us is, like, they were repairing it, and then Hurricane Sandy hit, and 18 months later, whatever it is now, it's like they're just getting back to it.
Yeah.
And Breezy Point still doesn't exist, by the way, people. There's areas that really were fucked up. Go fix
that
first.
But not Center
cool.
Island. Center Island
Center
is
Island's
fine.
Cool.
Because
we're
listening, fine. What are the road workers doing about the shore anyway? Nothing.
Yeah. Go where there's an actual problem.
I was out east. I lost my power for 20 hours.
Yeah, but you're on the North Shore of Long Island. The South Shore got leveled.
They got leveled. So why is Melville getting in trouble here? Why can't we finish the fucking Northern State business?
People got to remove trees.
Why is it that every time I drive down the street, if I happen to have GPS on for any reason, if I'm trying to get somewhere, it's different every time?
You know, you just need to. You gotta take a cue from our superhero friend who signs the potholes, Citizen Fix, and you gotta go and you gotta take care of this shit yourself.
I'm gonna send this guy a uniform. I'm gonna make him a costume. I'm a comic book artist.
Something
come
with
up with
like
something.
A orange vest.
This has got a shovel.
That's what convicts wear, babe.
A shovel, a thumbs up.
It's what people who work on the road would.
And it comes with a can-do attitude.
That's true.
You know what, though? Those people, I never see them do anything except, like, wave flags.
No. You know what the worst is?
Hold up the sign.
Every construction site I drive past, there's nothing going on there except for the one dude standing on the side holding the slow sign.
Yeah.
Like, freaking out at me that I'm going 23.
I don't think anyone has ever seen progress done on a construction site.
They always go, eh? Look at the sign. Slow down. I'm like, I'm going 9 miles an hour here.
Even if they give me
and there's nobody on the road.
If I'm like the car that like gets the slow, like the not slow, like the stop, like we're not letting anyone through, I just blow past it because he has no real authority.
And what's he going to do? Run after you?
I can just say whatever he wants to say. I'm catching this light.
Come back here and go around us properly.
Like,
don't make me shake my fist at you.
So whatever, orange vest douche.
That's the arch villain. One of his arch villains. Orange Vest Douche.
I smell a new comic book from Painted Black Comics.
Orange Vest Douche. Take it forever to
fix
this.
What was the name you gave him, Jill?
I was going to give him, like, Citizen Hall Man. You know, I was still working at Parks and Recreations. You know, something.
What was the Fix-It guy?
Greater Municipal. Oh, that he signs things as Citizen Fixed.
Citizen Fixed is not bad.
Yeah. So maybe we should just go with that. Thanks. Citizen Fixed. Go.
All right.
Write that shit.
I'm going to start drawing. I don't know about you guys.
Citizen Fuchs.
A coherent storyline where he foils City Hall's plans to take forever on rezoning the school districts.
Time is his only enemy.
Yeah, I'll fill up your parking meter. Fixed.
That's also illegal, by the way.
You know why?
Why?
Because that means they can't steal our fucking money anymore.
Yeah, I see?
Fucking ridiculous.
Citizen like, Fixed.
They were going to get a fat ticket for that. Why'd you do that? No.
But if I was a vigilante, I wouldn't be, like, fighting crime. I'd be filling parking meters, disabling stoplight cameras, like, all that shit.
When you say vigilante, it means, like, real big outlaw, like, but
yeah,
for good.
Yeah, but that's the extent.
I would
And you know what? I'd get more thank yous.
I would just beat him almost to death every meter made. Like, anyone gets out of the car to give a ticket out.
Or the asshole who writes the citations for parking in a handicap spot.
Can I tell you that's, like, my dream job?
By handing out citations?
Just being a dick.
Oh, no, because that's what
We found our supervillain.
No, because me and him became scared. My thing has always been, I like going to grocery store parking lots and taking the baskets and putting them in really inconvenient places to inconvenience them. I like being a minor everyday trickster that just ruins your freaking day.
Try to get out of the slot with your side view mirrors intact.
You think there's an open parking spot? Sorry, shopping cart is there.
Oh, fucking micro car.
You thought that spot was prime. No, it's toddler parking.
Oh, you thought this milk was fresh. Oh, I changed the bottles. You thought it was brand new, but it's not. It's chunky and old.
I ever so geniusly switched the labels.
Oh, you thought you were getting milk, but you're getting rancid orange juice.
The subtle dick. By the way, I learned this from living alone without a girlfriend, but orange juice goes really fucking bad.
Yeah.
It turns into vodka.
How long does that take?
A while. Orange juice lasted a while.
It takes a long time, but it happened.
No, yeah. I learned the same thing,
too. I found out the hard way. I was disgusted and drunk. All right. So, any more news?
That's
it for the
I
news.
Got.
All right.
I got news actually. We basically last week talked about that lady taking a titty out to feed her child.
Yeah.
And in the pose this week, they were going on and on about this chick. She's actually a model. She's a real good looking chick. And our guy Pete Berg over here was saying that if the girl was hot, no one would have a problem with it. All this stuff. Like, cause let's go because the fat people banging in public and all that shit. Anyway, this girl's a model, and she's in a restaurant on Avenue C in New York City, Manhattan. And
she pulled the boob?
She took a fucking top off.
What's the problem? It's hot in here.
She got fucking kicked out promptly, and they were taking pictures of her because like, it was like some type of like impromptu shoot. And the guy was like, if you don't stop taking pictures, I'm going to break your camera, get the fuck out. Right? Like, and,
why are we afraid of a titty?
So they're afraid. The whole restaurant stopped.
It's a titty.
Yeah, you hear like all the forks, plates, clench, everything stopped. I'm just saying. Was playing. Like, it stopped. Yeah.
Well,
my stars.
Well, I'm saying.
What about the children?
Someone faints in the background.
Yeah, but it stopped the whole. I mean, it's gonna stop everything. It's just like, oh,
until
man.
We get. We gotta,
okay, now what if a guy whipped out his like 13-inch cock on the table?
I would be like, well done, sir. That's. I would show that off too. If
that's
I,
just I think something you need to keep fucking private.
If I had one of them, if I had a 13-incher, I'm fuck trying to keep.
What
it
if
in
someone
the
took
pants?
His 1-inch dick out and just started waving around?
Then that put more that power to him because that is guts.
So it needs get to be completely away. Average. Like he took out his 6-inch dick.
Muzzle tov.
To quote Gillette, "Don't want no short dick man." Okay, get that away from me. Get that away from me.
It's a dick.
Unless
I've seen it.
Unless it's a toddler, that's adorable. Tell him to pull his pants back up. That's adorable, though.
Look, here's the thing. I have a dick, and I've seen a lot of titties. It doesn't faze me.
It's not that it faze me, but it's definitely like, if you're at a restaurant and someone just takes their clothes off, it's just like it stops but whatever's going on.
It's not like she took her pants off and rubbed her snatch on the kitchen.
No,
she,
but like
she pulled the boob out. She pulled her shirt off.
You're out there to dinner.
That's called dinner.
I'm not even saying with your family. You're out there to dinner
I'll
with your
eat
girl.
A buffet at a fucking strip club. It's not going to fucking faze me.
Yeah, but you go into your strip club, so you know what to expect. I'm saying you're eating dinner, and then all of a sudden you're with your girl or whatever, and a girl takes a top off. You're looking at it, and then all of a sudden you're just like, oh, about to get yelled at because I'm looking at it because it's like, why are you looking at it? It's like, well, she's naked.
So you're upset that you're getting called out for staring?
Well, it just stops everything. Like the waiters who are working there are just like,
he's afraid. Titties. He's afraid he's going to get this. Do you like that? Is that what you like? Is that what you want? Really? That's what you want?
Yes.
Really? Yeah.
It is.
That's what you're afraid will happen.
Yummy.
That's his reaction.
I was wondering how that was going to work itself in. Very nice.
Oh, but that's just his fear.
All right. Well, I have this issue with nudity and sex versus violence in the culture.
I have no problem with nudity or sex, but like, as far as like, you're in a public place where it just doesn't belong. All right.
Let's agree to disagree.
Don't whip out your gun. Don't whip out your tits. Don't whip out your cock in public.
Let's relax.
Unless you
have on
a
the public exposure thing.
At least it's
an exposure thing, but let's not do it in family-oriented restaurants.
Well, at least the lady who was feeding her child was feeding her child.
She was feeding her baby. And
the other girl's
no
just
problem with
trying
that.
To make a scene.
This girl's looking for attention, sure. And my love of titties is blinding me, granted.
Well, no, you're, as a single man, like as men in general, I would appreciate it if some girl would just take a top off every restaurant.
Right.
But, again, there's blowback where, like,
let's keep it out of child-friendly places. Let's keep, you want to do that shit at a bar? Have at it.
No, you can't do that at Applebee's. There's too many men in relationships there that are just going to get yelled at.
But, by the way, the
funny
thing
that's your problem.
By the way,
fools.
When Brian told me this story, like I said, stage two of a cleanse, I'm kind of woozy and I'm really out of it in the morning. He told me this story. I thought he was there when it happened. And maybe it is because I'm on a cleanse. I was like, well, that's fucking weird. That's going to be good for the show. And it's really topical. What was I doing?
You need to keep her on this cleanse. She's nice and delirious. You'd be like, yo, baby, I just got a blowjob from somebody else.
What?
I hope it was good. Are you going to talk about it on the podcast?
I will. In great detail.
Awesome. Where am
she
I?
She sucked it.
What?
And I was happy.
What? You missed one.
I did? What?
The angel one.
That was the key ingredient to that?
Well,
that
she said
great.
Sucked.
Yeah.
Right. See, you ruined the spontaneity.
I know, because you're just sitting there just twiddling his thumbs.
It's hard to talk and hit all the things. It's like I'm recording, I'm talking about the things, I'm trying to be funny. Like,
I thought men were such great
multitaskers. You're just sitting there reading news stories off your iPhone.
I thought you were such great multitaskers, though.
I am. I did a pretty good job.
Okay, couples bickering, save for after the show.
And imagine if a girl whipped out a titty here, how much I get in trouble. All right, like,
full circle.
I know everyone hates it when mommy and daddy fight. I'm sorry.
Well, why don't we jump into stupid people? Because I have a similar story to that one.
Stupid people.
All right, so I guess I'm going to start off with this this story, the stupid people, because it's kind of reminiscent of what you just told. This is Tennessee, Crossville, Tennessee.
Crossville, Tennessee.
A man was robbed. It's not that funny, but the method of robbing was ingenious.
What'd he do?
All right. The man's neighbor and his wife came over the house, and the man, actually the neighbor, the male neighbor disappeared, but the wife of the neighbor came by and said, "Hey, mind if I use your pool?" And he said, "Yeah, no problem." And she goes, "Oh, all these clothes are getting me a little itchy." And
wait, let me do this. "Oh, it's just so hot out here, and oh, my bathing suit's so itchy. I just gotta take it off."
Okay. All right. She jumps in the pool, starts swimming naked. Meanwhile,
like you do,
this dude's getting robbed. He's straight up
That's fucking teamwork.
Exactly. He's getting robbed by the neighbor blind. This guy tried to claim, like, "Oh, I went and got her a towel. This was outrageous." Turns out he spent 20 minutes watching this chick swim. He's no innocent.
Watching and...
Well, believe it or not, CNN did not go into the gruesome
details.
Oh,
come on, it was so fast, times at Ridgemont High.
He's totally in the other room. Like, keep swimming, keep swimming, keep swimming. So, yeah, pretty much. So it started, the couple who lived nearby approached Stephen Amaral, with the wife asking if she could swim in this pool. The wife sent her husband to go get cigarettes and then asked Amaral if he would be bothered if she swam naked. "Not a problem," he said. Quote, "I went and got her a towel. She dried off, and all of a sudden, she was soaking wet again."
My quote would have been like...
It's like a porno
My
script.
Quote would be like, "Can I swim naked? I'm good with it."
Now, here's the great line that smells of bullshit from this guy. "I escorted her outside and invited her to church." Bullshit.
Dude, what did you try? Like, "Would you like some lemonade? Have some cookies."
So they robbed them blind. Pretty much the estimated cost of the stolen items, not that bad, $2,000.
What the fuck they steal is PS3.
Now,
like?
I just want to say certain people I know of have spent more than that in a single night in a strip club, so what's the big deal?
I mean, realistically, $2,600, they were fucking like, this guy's got nothing. Like, come on.
Honey, put your bathing suit back on. He's poor.
An ounce of gold is like $1,300. Guy had no jewelry. Apparently had no cash on him. Like, I guess he kept walking out TVs. Like, eventually four or five TVs equaled up to $2,000.
I don't think they're flat screens.
All right, well, I got a few more stories here. What do you guys feel like? I got a little more sexual deviancy.
Yeah.
Well, I got a little racism.
Oh, like bro.
I got a...
This racism is killing me.
Oh, that's familiar. I got a local story.
Local.
I don't know. Which one do you want? Give me one here.
Maybe the racism. I always love the racism.
Target.
The racism, man. I love it.
California Target. Target had sent out a, quote, offensive multicultural tip for managers in order to inform them on how to treat their Hispanic employees.
Watch them.
Give them tacos for lunch.
It's funny you say that.
Don't take your eyes off them.
Would you like to hear their
yes.
cultural tips? Which some people, of course, got offended by. And
of course.
Internet. There are 6 points here. Point A. Food. Not everyone eats tacos and burritos.
Yeah, some people eat churros.
That's not true at all. Everyone loves them.
Point B. This is how you handle Hispanic employees. B. Not everyone listens and dances to salsa.
Just Zumba freaks. Just Zumba freaks.
C. Ba-ba. Just so you know, not everyone wears a sombrero.
Whoa.
Excuse me, sir. Are you really Latin? Because where's your sombrero?
Where's your poncho?
Point D.
Are you sleepy or what?
Mexicans and how to identify one. Lower education. Some may be undocumented. Point E. Cubans. How to identify them.
Cigars.
Political refugees. Legal status. Higher education. And my favorite is F. They may say, okay, and pretend to understand when they do not, just to save face. Explain it again.
This is in California?
Do they have to quote, yep. okay, well, couldn't they say, they might answer in an affirmative manner, but they don't understand you because they haven't mastered English language. That would be a little better phrase.
Hey, Lou, can you go stock those shelves for me?
Okay.
I'm supposed to be like, okay, okay.
Louis.
But I'm very sleepy, senor.
So sleepy.
Wait.
I think their notes were spot fucking on.
Wait, Lou?
Well, that's just because they didn't mention Puerto Rican. So you're in the clear here.
Lou, did you lose your sombrero?
Yes, I did.
Would you like some tacos y burritos?
I have a churro for you, a chulupa. Por favor.
Now, this all comes in response to a couple comments made by managerial positions, Caucasians specifically, who regularly used racial slurs while addressing their Hispanic employees, such as quotes like, quote, only a wetback can work this hard. You gotta be a Mexican to work like this, and what the hell? I'm already sweating like a Mexican.
Realistically, they just didn't like the Mexicans. Okay. There was no like...
There you go. They just started piling on the Mexicans.
No, sweating like a Mexican is a classic. The other
is that the classic? I've never heard of that.
I've heard of it.
I've never even heard
like
of
it. Like a Mexican.
I'm sweating like a Mexican.
Particularly sweaty? I've never noticed.
Well, they're always doing the work in the hot sun.
I know the whores.
Well, yeah, but I'm a sweaty dude. I get that.
I know whores sweat in church, but yeah, exactly. Like Mexicans sweat.
Well, you don't want to say whores in certain places, so you say you don't want to say like whores, but it's cool to say.
No. Don't say whore. Don't be disrespectful. Those fucking wetbacks sweat, all right?
Mexican.
Those girls are on their back with their knees to the sky earning a living, all right?
Like, and then they go to church and they just got to, they get all paranoid.
Listen, that's a sedentary job.
Just laying wait, being a Mexican or being a whore?
Being a Mexican is much harder than being a whore.
Being a Mexican whore is super easy. Not if you're doing it right.
If you are a good whore, that is hard work.
You don't need to be a good whore. The kind of guys who go to that shit are fucking floats half the time.
Oh, it's like getting sucked off by an angel.
Mm-hmm.
In an alley, because nothing good happens in an alley.
Rape happens in an alley.
I hope they posted this Target memo in an alley somewhere.
They should wear that on their shirt. Like on the Target, the red shirt with white words. Like.
It should be the poster at the greeting counter.
All right. We're going to move on to the next story here.
Okay.
All right. This is an always fun one. A little sexual deviancy.
Yeah.
Peeping Tom arrested after being found inside bathroom toilet.
What'd he do, though?
Is it the tiniest Peeping Tom ever?
A Tulsa man. Tulsa, Oklahoma, was arrested Sunday after allegedly being caught watching a woman and her 7-year-old daughter in a Sand Springs Park bathroom. The woman told Tulsa County Sheriff's Department deputies that while in the women's bathroom at the Whitewater Park with her daughter, she saw a man underneath the toilet looking up at them.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm just baffled by the logistics.
Now, we're not done yet. Kenneth Webster Enloe, 52-year-old man, was found by authorities at about 5 p.m. Sunday inside the septic tank covered in human waste. He was extracted by Keystone Fire Department, cleaned with a fire hose, and transported by EMSA and OSU Medical Center to be examined. The report states that Enloe told deputies he was dumped in the toilet by a woman who struck him in the head with a tire iron.
That is
for peeping at him.
That is fucked up with a dash of something else.
Now, this the final little piece here. Authorities determined that Enloe did not sustain any injuries that were consistent with his story. No shit. Pun intended. he was booked and sent to jail on Peeping Tom complaints.
Are you Peeping Tom? Peeping Tom sounds more like lighthearted than what he did.
Well, because also he's in a thing of shit. And
this is a Creeping Tom.
Once you throw in a 7-year-old girl, because I don't know who's in the bathroom, usually moms and doors, usually you're... It's the little girl. You're creepy. Oh, gross.
This how terrible is it? You're going to go take a piss, and you just hear, yes.
Just heavy breathing.
Sit down on the bowl.
Oh, I hope it's number two. Please be number two. Please be number two. Please be number two. Boom!
Yummy!
If that wasn't the end, I'd be really disappointed. How did he get in there? And
yes.
All right, now the logistics of this bother me, because... Yeah. I'm used to the stand. I'm guessing it's a porta-john or something?
Right. It has to be.
I kind of feel like he came in, like, really slow, Ren and Stimpy style. Like,
I was going to say, like, was it fucking...
Yes!
when you first read this story, I assumed, like, she was in a stall, and some guy just slid on his back underneath her.
Swelling.
Until your shit was all over him. Yeah, like, what's wrong with these girls? Like, he's covered
it. Was he fucking Ant-Man?
It's like, what you doing? Right. Just go about your daily day.
You pooping?
Nice.
What you gonna wipe with that?
What was it? The American...
you had corn for lunch.
The Family Guy episode where she's like, oh,
yum a dum-dum.
What?
The Family Guy episode where Peter's special, supposedly. She's like, oh, you're just curious. Well, let me show you how everything works.
So he at least went to jail, right?
Oh, yeah, he's in jail. He's in big time jail.
Seven-year-old girl was there. He's in jail. All
right. For real jail.
Now, I have to end the stupid people with a little local story because we can be stupid too around here.
We're stupid like Facebook stupid.
We're stupid in this sense of just being kind of ignorant. This comes from Hempstead, New York, hometown on Long Island.
I'm going to guess the guy's black.
Nope.
Really? Hempstead?
This is not an individual person.
It's a group of people.
This is a school district. Hempstead School District decided to release a summer reading list for their students in case they want to go and do a little extracurricular.
Oh, this is going to be great.
The problem is there are over 30 misspellings, misnomers, and grammatical errors on their list. So these kids essentially went to the library to check out these books and were really surprised to find that there's no book called The Great Gypsy when they're looking for The Great Gatsby.
Give me some more titles and see if I get them.
Okay, let's see what we got here. George Orwell is named George Ornell. Emily Bronte is Emily Bront.
I agree with that.
Lovely Bone is The Loving Bone.
Kid checks out a porno.
The Loving Bone, please.
What is what the library responded? Young man, this is a library, not a smutty video store. Please
poke
leave.
In the whiskers.
I'm into The Great Gypsy. That sounds more appealing than that movie you guys went to see.
It sounds like a fucking like Palestinian movie or something.
The Great Gypsy. Like a magic movie.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Magic is gypsy? Yeah. They give you like buttons and put curses on you.
Curses. Right.
That's magic.
Thina. Because you're Thina.
So there was...
Thina.
Eat the pie yourself. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm
giving it's a button.
I don't know which... Is this the old lady from Thinner?
It's the combination of every gypsy lady.
The old lady from Drag Me to Hell?
You will turn into a wolf.
No. The thing in Thinner, that was a dude.
What?
That was a dude in Thinner, wasn't it?
Then he's doing the...
Ran over his gypsy wife.
God only knows what it was.
He's doing the Drag Me to Hell lady. Let's just call it that.
Take this button. On every full moon, you will turn into a wolf. I summon the Lamia. The Lamia.
Boom, boom, boom. I just love when you just beat the shit out of her.
Thina!
Oh, I love gypsies.
So, no response from the school district on these really retarded errors. But just to give you a sense of what kind of people live in Hempstead normally, this was the quote from a mother who was outraged by the ignorance.
Dems the bricks.
Hempstead School District is full of crap. They don't do what they supposed to do.
This is why I'm bringing you this message like this.
Yep.
I grew up here. I know these parts. Sorry.
Funny enough, her name was grammatically incorrect.
That quote, of course, from a mother named Maria Rodriguez.
Diamond Washington Rodriguez.
No. With a name like Maria Rodriguez, now if she could be... Black and Hispanic.
No, I'm just hearing that, Rosie Perez.
This racism is killing me inside.
They don't do what they're supposed to do.
No, I heard they don't do what they're supposed to do. I heard more black when you said it originally. Now I'm hearing it with the Spanish accent.
Let's hear it black again, please.
Yeah. I can't handle all the fucking errors in this note. It's making us look bad.
No, I heard they don't do what they're supposed to do. Or that. I went more Italian on that one. Sorry.
It's like Rosie Perez on that one.
I don't know. No, that
one was a little bit like Paulie Walnut.
Yeah, I went a little Italian on that one. My first one was better. Sorry. I'm on the night kind of person.
All right. Night time is the right time.
I'm pretty done with that story. Let's call it a day on the stupid people. We hit all our marks. We hit racists. Mm-hmm. We hit sexual deviancy.
We did. Sure.
Did a little mm-hmm. local stuff.
Yeah.
We got a lot more here, but I'm going to go ahead and save those for next week. Because it is hard to turn down man allegedly masturbates while riding bike.
Oh, we should do that. We already got the bike one in this.
Bicycle. I'm sorry I missed this one. This is
to ride my bicycle.
This story comes to us from a Mr. Lou Figueroa.
Mm-hmm. Figueroa.
The guy's name is Clark Duncan McElfresh.
The first scratch name to fucking Clark Kent.
When I first read that, I went dyslexic on it and was like, Michael Clark Duncan jerked off on a bike? I thought he was dead.
He came back from the dead and
Clark Duncan McElfresh, 51-year-old man, was arrested in Palo Alto, California on the 4th of July for allegedly masturbating while riding his bicycle near Seal Park. A couple called the police around 7:39 that night to report that a man was jerking his chain. Very clever news, people. while riding a bike back and forth near their car.
So what was doing it for him? The feeling of the bicycle underneath his bottom, or the car? Is he in love with the car? What's the combination?
He just loves foul things, Julian.
No explanation whatsoever. They had a 5-year-old child in the car, by the way. So that makes it a little extra creepy. But pretty much he's just riding his bike back and forth going, slowly beating it back and forth. And he could not look happier in his mugshot.
Oh, it's like getting sucked off by an angel.
He looks positively thrilled.
That mustache is like almost like a sea captain mustache I see there.
Now, this isn't his first offense. McElvers was also cited for indecent exposure in March of 2012 when police say he was walking down the street buck-ass naked and touching himself.
jerking it.
I gotta give it up to this guy,
You could fit
man.
Palo Alto into that song?
How? How did he manage to keep balance, circle a car, and jerk off properly?
He should be on America's Got Talent.
It doesn't say if he came.
I mean, Lou, we've been to the moon. This isn't that big of a deal.
But this is an acrobatic act. I mean, he, again, should be in America's Got Talent.
I got one thing for you. All right, now you're in the car. You're the people in the car, ready? And you're watching this guy drive back and forth. The only thing that makes it creepier is if this guy's circling your car slowly on a bicycle beating off is if he's just going...
I don't want to take.
I totally want to do that.
I want to take. What's his face?
Kevin Smith.
No, the other
Ralph
one.
Gorm.
Ralph Gorman's thing is like. Bop, bada, da,
bop, bada. The Al Pacino. No, but just picture it really slow. He's just slowly beating his rod.
Weren't we all already picturing that?
He would have to be dressed for a clown for that.
No, it's still creepy. Or it just has
no face. You're missing the most important thing. He's maintaining eye contact.
He just has the nose on, or just the wig, not the
full
gear.
Yeah, but
gear,
I mean, the
just a piece
clown
of it.
Makeup. Imagine he's beating off and honking the horn.
No, he does that when he comes.
If he's going to be in clown makeup, for me to actually be scared, he's got to be wearing insane clown posse style clown makeup. Then I'm scared.
No, I don't find that scary.
I find it scary.
Original clown makeup that's maybe like a little smeared.
A little like.
Oh, that does make
you want
scary.
Lots of red in your shit. Like,
uh-huh. Like Bozo?
Yeah.
Or like Pogo, like John Wayne Gacy.
Pogo?
Clown. Yeah.
That was his.
John Wayne Gacy's clown character.
Well, he did. He killed little boys, man. Buried them on his deck or something like that.
He raped them and cut their throats.
Oh, well, now that we've mentioned that, let's...
let's go off of that on a high note.
Well, the Gacy killings were a bad deal.
You want to talk about Albert Fish for a while?
He ate a bitch.
He ate kids. Anyway, moving on. Let's do a little price of admission, do some entertainment shit.
Price of admission. G.
Blah, blah.
Blah, blah. I never get sick of that.
Yeah, motherfuckers. All right, we got two movie releases to go over this week.
I just want
to
take time out. Last week, I really laughed out loud with when you were like, at the end of that thing. I was like, that really made me laugh.
All right, we got two movies out this week. Two big releases. One I'm planning on seeing.
Pack
not,
Room.
And let's see if
the
you
greatest
guys...
The greatest gay porno ever.
Let's see if you... That's Pack Rim. We talked about this.
Pack Rim is obviously a store in the mall.
Yeah, that's true.
It's Pac Sun.
I like sunglasses. All right, so the first one, we're going to start with the one I'm not looking forward to. Can anybody guess what that might be? Who could that possibly star that I would be totally anti-seeing this
growing
movie?
Up?
Nothing! Yeah. You've got nothing! Nothing!
Mr. Adam Sandler?
You throw out like my favorite guy, Will Ferrell, to talk about Adam Sandler. Yeah, that's pretty much what Adam Sandler is. A big old nothing, because he gave us grown-ups, too.
All I know is that, looking at the picture, Kevin James was a really good-looking guy.
And now
he's young.
Relegated to being the fat guy who falls down a lot.
Yeah. Bro, I fall down everywhere if I get his paycheck.
It's so funny. He keeps walking into things and falling down, and then probably pees on somebody.
Oh, fat people are funny.
Fat people, they're just gross. Like Rotten Tomatoes, as of the... Today, when I looked this up, 0%. That has since jumped to when I checked it.
Two.
Earlier today, about 20 minutes ago, that is now at a 3.
Wow.
Ooh,
so it's
gaining
not
momentum.
The fact that it's new. It's genuinely bad.
It's genuinely bad. Yeah. This was directed by Dennis Dugan, who did one of my favorite movies back in the day, Parenthood, with Steve Martin.
Oh, that was a great and movie.
He's that yep. far back.
And then he sold his soul to Satan, and you actually can go to his IMDb page and watch the dreck start to pile in as he then directed.
I'm rich!
Yeah. He started to direct Grown Ups, Jack and Jill, Grown Ups 2.
Obviously, he's friends with Adam Sandler. What,
every, or he's in love with
this
him.
This guy directs every Sandler movie. Just go with it. What's the other one that you like? That's My Boy.
That's a good one.
No, it's not.
You never saw it.
I told you. I tried. I give it an attempt.
Nah.
It was on at the gym. I watched it on a treadmill for 30 minutes, and then I turned it off because I would rather watch nothing. Nothing at all. This movie looks...
Nothing! You've done nothing!
Damn straight.
Sorry.
What? No,
it
no.
Me, it took me a second to
ready?
Get there.
Play that one more time. What will get me to see this movie?
Boom! Yummy!
Oh, that's great.
Nice.
If there was a lot of boom yummy in the movie, you would definitely check it out.
Well, I did go and read all the reviews, and pretty much every reviewer was like, why does Sandler hate us so much?
You don't... It's not like... He's fucking strapping you down, fucking Clockwork Orange making you watch the film.
My problem is this. The other movie that we're about to talk about looks amazing.
Okay, but obviously when Adam Sandler and his buddies got together, they were like, look, we're coming out the same week as fucking Pacific Rim.
Let's phone
this in. How can we really compete with that movie? Like,
let's
we're just
get
like
Taylor Lautner in
this
bitch.
No, here's the thing. I'm not going to come down on Sandler for this because it's not his fault. He's collecting a paycheck, right?
No, I really feel that him and his buddies are just having fun. I really do think that they're like they think it's funny. Like I
think he's got a mortgage. He's got a couple mortgages.
He's got more money.
He's got more money than
all four.
Knows what
great
to
taxes
do
are. A bitch.
I'm going to say this is not a paycheck because for real,
it's
all
totally
four
a paycheck.
All four of those guys got plenty of dough. There's not one of those guys that doesn't have a syndicated
they did
show,
this movie.
Movies.
They did this movie so they could all go on vacation together and hang out. That's why they made
but no,
these
no that, that's what the, that movie with
it.
Jason Bateman
so
and
that,
Vince Vaughn was
so
about.
So that fucking Adam Sandler can convince himself that he's cool enough to have Salma Hayek as a wife and to live in a giant house that he's just stressed out. He's got to go live in the woods with his buddies.
Well, who's he going to cast for his wife?
And then
like
pee
someone
on everybody.
Like
anybody. I'm sick of him convincing us that Brooklyn Decker's interested in him.
Tina Fey, maybe.
Yeah.
She's nerdy and
Tina
funny
Fey
enough
would probably say no because she has self respect.
I was gonna say like she's good enough to be in a movie like that, but obviously, you know
the Adam Sandler technique is oh my girl, can we get with two? Can we double?
He hasn't done he hasn't done that shit for a long time.
No, but even in the commercials for this movie, you hear him laughing. He's doing the
he's not a Frenchman.
That's his laugh.
Nay,
that's his laugh.
Oh look,
he
obviously
does, like, an obnoxious.
I'm gonna
laugh.
Play it, not now because I don't have it queued up, but I'll play it after the show and we'll compare.
I'm just saying, he definitely, like, him and his, like, three boys got together, like, yo, let's fucking do a movie, let's write something that we think is funny, at least, and just have fun with each other.
Only we think is funny, no one else.
Like, look, just because.
Keep defending him.
I'm not defending him, it's just like, you're really killing him when it's
because he's awful. He's given us 20 years of bullshit, and people still kiss his ass like he's got an ounce of talent.
All right, because you don't like him doesn't mean that people don't like him.
What I just can't wrap my mind around. What
yeah,
in these movies is funny? There's nothing funny.
I've liked a
it's
bunch
the same
of his
fucking movie every single time,
you know,
and they're awful.
You know what it is? I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm a girl. Maybe I should go around and ask some girls. Do you think Adam Sandler movies are funny? But I don't.
Wait,
think
the girls hate the Three Stooges,
25.
So they don't even
yeah
count.
I think when we were 20, we thought it was funny, and then once you turned like 25, 26, we
that's
stopped thinking it was funny.
Everybody goes, "Oh, his albums. Oh, Billy Madison. Yeah." When I was a kid, everything was funny. When
yeah
I was little, everything was funny.
No,
then I grew
that
up.
That movie last year that was really good.
Adam Sandler is not funny. He's fucking poison.
No, the movie last year
he's anti.
No, That's My Boy was really good.
Oh my god.
No. You're the only guy who's ever said
oh
that.
Justin, my roommate.
Oh,
yeah, he's
great. Justin Herman thinks it's great. It must be great.
Guy you watches know every movie. He knows what to do.
The guy
if you watch every movie, that means you have no discerning taste.
I watch every movie. I watch most movies, and I can admit when one is bad. I watched G.I. Joe Retaliation this week. Guess what? Piece of shit.
I watched it.
I still watched it.
Luke? Regardless of what you think about this particular movie, the timing couldn't have been worse. I mean, what's that movie? This Is the End? is still playing.
Strong.
Yeah, but This Is the End is not in direct competition with. They're both comedies.
And Pac, you know, Pac Rim. Like,
yeah, but I'm saying, like,
isn't it the people, these are the guys taking over for Sandler.
No, but you got to remember, the people who are, like, going to go see the Grown Ups movie are, like, the people who, like, watch King, what was that, King of Queens on syndication.
Like, and they just, like, pee joke after fart joke after fart joke.
They're just looking to get a laugh at a theater, like, you know, midsummer.
Still, middle-aged, out-touch suburbanites.
I don't like these movies. I didn't like the first Grown Ups. Actually, I shouldn't even say it. I didn't watch it. I just had no interest in it. But look, I'm not going to kill a guy for making that movie was successful. It did do good.
I'm not saying we're going to kill him. We're just going to stop him from making more movies.
It's not the problem.
No, the problem is that he keeps turning out the lowest denominator he can. Like, he's putting zero effort into his job. He's making these shit movies where he gets to hang out in Hawaii for a few months.
He's lowering the bar.
And then everybody, stupid America runs out, oh, Adam Sandler, he's kind of funny. And it's the same movie every time. Same fucking, down to a T, the same
Let me do the formula.
Same events. Yeah. Same formula every single time. Yeah,
but when you go to see a movie like that, you're not like, I want to be wowed. It's like, you're just going to see what you want to see.
Because I don't see movies like this, because I value $10, I guess. I'm not going to give it to Adam Sandler.
Look, I haven't seen Adam's...
My time. I'll give the $10, waste my time.
I'll pay $10 to not see it.
I haven't seen Adam Sandler flick in the theater since the gay one he did.
The horrible Chuck and Larry thing?
I actually thought that was hilarious.
That's a piece of shit, dude.
That's a piece of shit.
No, son, Nick Swartzen was the only thing I liked in that.
The gay butterfly. Well, he was awesome.
Nick Swartzen has his moments in his own way.
Yeah, exactly.
But still, that's not enough to make that movie. That movie's deplorable in its own sense.
Yeah.
Where it's not like, hey, boom, yummy. It's not like, hey, here's gay characters. Let's all hang out and enjoy each other and like be equals. It's all about gays and straights literally punching each other in the mouths. Because
boom, yummy.
I believe that was Adam Sandler's quote when, of course, he punched out the guy who was protesting the gay bar.
Oh, yeah.
Because, of course, he's going to punch somebody out.
I don't know why you're so...
Because he does it in every fucking movie.
Because he's such a tough guy.
I don't know why you're so pissed like, at him for
Of course,
making
he's married
himself...
to Salma Hayek. Of course, he's
who,
loaded.
Real, wife is married to the executive of Pinault. Like, she is a Pinault. Like, she married a really, really rich, good-looking guy.
So, I don't know why you're so pissed at him that he casted a good-looking girl as to be his wife.
I get upset.
Or that he, like... He fucking lost to Bob Barker in the only fight anyone remembers he's ever been in.
In the golf one? What, the Happy Gilmore? Still,
that's the only fight anyone could ever remember.
This movie was like 15 years ago, 20 years ago at this point, when he still maybe had an ounce
but that's
of
not,
humanity
that's not, that's
left
not,
in
that,
him.
That wasn't...
An ounce of humility. Now he punches out everyone. He goes, come in! Punches somebody. Then he gives a big speech and everyone loves him. And then he goes back to his mansion. Just watch the fucking horrible animated movie that he made about himself to just see how he views himself in
that
the
particular
mirror.
Movie didn't look very good to me in general. But look, I'm not
guy's
I'm
been
not,
writing
I'm
a
not...
Hanukkah song for 20 years for fuck's sake.
He's oh man, look,
get off it.
Yeah, you can change the names to somebody more current, but it's still the same fucking Hanukkah song.
No, a lot of
he
sucks. He has a bunch of good songs.
He sucks. He
it's because you don't find him funny doesn't mean it's bad.
He's not funny.
You find that
0%.
You find that fucking no 3%. You find that terrible that terrible McCarthy girl funny, and she's not.
I liked one movie she was in, one fucking movie. You keep bringing that up, but here's the thing: I gave Melissa McCarthy 3 shots. I liked her in Bridesmaid. I liked her in SNL. I hated her in Identity Thief. 3 shots. Adam Sandler, I've been given 20 years to wow me. Nothing. Nothing. That makes his
chuckle.
Batting record way less than hers.
Yo, man.
Way less.
Adam Sandler is funny.
We're
too,
playing
man.
The numbers game here, buddy.
No.
So when we're at
who's gross more money, Adam Sandler or that chick?
I'm sure Adam Sandler has.
I'm not even talking about the last 3 years, even.
In the last 3 years, I don't have those in front of me. I know Bridesmaids was a hit. I don't know what Jack and Jill made.
I wouldn't know because that fat chick has been in a lot of shit.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, she's still collecting residuals from Gilmore Girls.
I know
first,
the
yeah.
Heat is the number
she's
two
been
movie.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't
yeah.
know she was.
She was so
I thought her first thing realistically was that Mike and Molly and the.
No, she played Sookie, the
I'm
cook.
I'm sure she did other things
friend.
Before she became.
No, I mean, like
famous.
Her first real thing, I didn't know she had like a starring role
Girls.
In Gilmore Girls. Like, yeah. Obviously, she's not talking about one time she was on Gilmore Girls.
No,
yeah,
she's
no,
a regular.
I never watched Gilmore Girls.
She was a regular, like every episode.
I'm not the demographic. But still, I gave her 3 shots to watch her in 3 things. 2 out of 3 I enjoyed. Adam Sandler, I've watched maybe 30 things, I liked maybe none of them. So guess what? That's way worse.
I really think that maybe something bad happened to you while watching a Sandler flick. That's why you hate him so much.
No,
hard.
It did. I watched a Sandler flick. That's a bad thing that happened.
Like a priest raped you. That's why you hate God and Sandler.
No, I watched a Sandler flick, and that was enough
to
make me
laughing maniacally while
I watched Mr. Deeds, and all of a sudden I was like, "There's no God."
That was first. That's a remake of an old movie.
Okay, I watched name any one of the other pieces of fucking God.
Chuck and Larry is funny.
I watched Chuck and Larry and said, "There's no way there's
that's my boy.
There's no
funny.
Heaven." There's no heaven. There's no God. There's no reason to exist. We should all just
we always do the fuck.
Ourselves.
We always do this stupid conversation. Let's go to
Let's do the movie we want to see. I want to see anyway. Pacific Rim opening this week. Rotten Tomatoes 75%.
That's it.
75. Yeah, I didn't think this one was going to be for everybody.
Well, Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo's awesome.
I think he has a pretty solid cast with Idris Elba.
Idris Elba's awesome.
Hunnam and Charlie Day.
Charlie Day's in there. Ron Perlman's in there.
Ron Perlman is like kind of almost
I think
a
Charlie
secondary.
Day is too.
But. Well, no, Charlie Day's obviously your guy who's going to like show you what the suits are about. Like he's comic relief more or less.
In every commercial and trailer I've seen, every time you see Charlie Day, he's standing right next to Ron Perlman. So I have to assume they're on the same level.
Because I didn't even know Ron Perlman was in the flick until you told me. Because I think I thought that Ron Perlman was just literally going to be in like a scene, like kind of like how he was like the tattoo artist, the motherfucking that old ass fucking gang they got. What is it all the old action stars?
Expendables.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, I don't know what his role is because of course.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mistook Ron Perlman for
you're thinking Mickey
Hellboy. Yeah, Ricky Rourke. I mistook
Ron Perlman is Hellboy.
I understand that.
You're thinking Mickey Rourke in City.
My bad. No, I think Mickey Rourke is in. He's a tattoo artist in
Expendables. I'm saying with the weird makeup.
Yeah.
All right. I got confused there.
Oh yeah, my bad. I made my mistake.
But anyway, I showed this trailer to everybody, and my parents in particular my family in particular was like, what the fuck is this thing supposed to be?
Well, anyone who's a fan of the old Gojira movies or like...
That's how you pronounce that?
Gojira.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's spelled with a J.
But in American, I say J's, like
well,
J's.
isn't there an R in there, though? I thought it was Gojira.
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 I thought you guys say Gojira.
I'm a little drunk. A little Gojira.
All right, moving on.
I'm a little hoarse, actually.
Horse.
Sandler thing.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, yeah, so I showed my family the trailer, and they were less than impressed by this. They're like, why would you go see this? I'm like, it's giant robots fighting giant monsters.
Why wouldn't you?
The point is, this one, I think you have to be of a mindset. I think you have to have certain influences in your life. I just happen to love giant robots.
Yeah.
I happen to love giant monsters. And this is a perfect melding.
It's like a definitely perfect storm of, I love Guillermo del Toro's character design and all the monsters. There's a huge thing at my subway stop at work, and all the monsters look fucking dope.
They look sweet.
The only thing that I'm like kind of like not my, I'm not hating on it, but it's just weird is that there's two like dudes per mech.
Yeah,
which
left side, right side.
Like it's kind of like a Top Gun. Like get my boy Goose.
No,
like,
but they explain it that they mind meld essentially.
Mm-hmm.
To control the in unison.
Well,
they just need a left brain and a right brain.
We grew up with, you know, fucking Voltron and Mighty Morph and Power Rangers, shit like
hell yeah.
A little bit later. And like,
I was a Godzilla nut.
I loved Godzilla.
Sorry, a Gojira nut.
Yeah, yo, I want to say I was probably a little bit old for Mighty Morphin, but like that was Godzilla.
I had little brothers.
TV show.
Yeah, I had little brothers, and we ate that shit up.
Oh, I loved it. I didn't care. I had a little brother. I just loved it.
Yeah. I had a little brother. I got him into that. That was my fault. But when I was little, I used to play with my uncle's Shogun Warrior dolls.
Oh, Shogun Warriors.
From like back in the 70s. Those things are sick. They could actually like take out your eye. They were like ginormous.
Yeah, those
they're
things
great.
Shoot knives out of their
they
fists.
They had some weight to them, too.
Yeah, we still got them. They're awesome.
I was going to say, what was the name of that show? It was a little bit before Power Rangers where they went into the computer and were fighting fucking...
I think it was a Power Rangers.
Superhuman Samurai?
No.
Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad?
Cyber Squad. Oh, by the way, did you know, I read on Yahoo like a week ago, that Brian...
Big Bad Beetleborgs?
Maybe. I
don't know. No, I'm sorry, that's the first
there are three of them, Lou.
Did you know that...
There are three of them, right?
I don't recall. It's so hazy.
Well, you're being very vague, but...
I know he's
they're in that fucking computer.
Did you know that in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers that Bryan Cranston played one of the monsters?
Did he really?
Yeah,
I
read it on Yahoo.
Amazing. Which is actually kind of funny bringing this all full circle. Bryan Cranston is going to be in a new Godzilla movie.
Are they doing like? You know what? I really didn't hate the 1997 version. It wasn't bad.
I had my issues with it, but that was as a Godzilla fan.
Like, I didn't really care for him, like swimming underneath the city.
The
like,
plot line sucked in that movie, but some of the action scenes are pretty tight.
All the action scenes were cool. I didn't like the laying of all the eggs.
The baby
was stupid.
Godzilla's
ew.
Was stupid.
But I did like how, like...
Jillian, your face is priceless right
ew.
Now, on that topic, I don't want to veer too far off, but I watched a movie on Netflix this week called Monsters. I don't know if you've heard of this.
No, I never heard of it.
It's interesting. It's basically between the U.S. and Mexican border, there was some sort of crash of an alien species. So now it's a quarantine zone. So it's this guy who's got to lead this girl, who's his boss's daughter, across the border back into the States to save her. Just so happens, through the quarantine zone, filled with these giant squid monsters. They're like Godzilla size.
I thought you were going to say bear sharks were patrolling the border.
Bear sharks should have been. Bro,
and
I think.
Unicorn Unite.
Well, visit our booth at Comic-Con, but we got to make bear shark t-shirts.
Yeah.
But the point of
patrolling the border.
The point of telling you about this movie is I did a little reading into the backstory of it. The guy who directed it did all the effects himself on a shoestring budget. And the movie's gorgeous, the effects are great, and he's the guy whose name escapes me, but he's doing the new Godzilla. He's directing.
When is that scheduled to come out?
Probably going to be like next summer or something.
Is it next summer, Phil?
They were teasing it last Comic-Con.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, right when they were releasing all the teasers for Pac Rim, they did the Godzilla one, and it looked pretty sweet.
Well, I mean, was that San Diego or was it New York?
That was San Diego.
Because that's why
it got online.
That's why I didn't know it. Because like, I was like, really? I was there all 4 days. I didn't see
any of
this.
Yeah, but we didn't take in any panels. We were working our asses off.
Well, regardless, I think I would have seen some kids
and
stuff.
And by working our asses off, I mean signing books and getting drunk on premises.
By the way, if you're a big fan of comic books and Comic-Con, it's not that much to get at your own table, and you can bring all your own stuff in.
Yeah.
It's almost worth the four-day pass.
Now, before we wrap this up, Lou, do you have any hypothetical Lou's for us today?
I was thinking all that sexual deviancy shit.
Okay.
You know,
what would you
if
rape?
If he had to, what would you rape that's in it?
I was going to say, how many of you guys would be willing to fuck like one of those either blow up or real dolls?
Okay, so this is how we're closing the show today.
Yeah.
Well, I got one other thing. We'll see if we get to it. But right now I want to focus on hypothetical Lou.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to fuck a blow up doll?
Mm-hmm.
Or a real doll.
You know what I'm talking
like
about.
Like Lars and the real girl.
Dolls, the real dolls.
Yeah.
Girls.
They're like those.
That's that movie with.
Made to order.
Gosling.
That was a good movie.
Which, by the way, Place Beyond the Pines, skip that. I said G.I. Joe, skip that. I just want one more. The New Evil Dead. Yeah, 5 out of 10.
All right, so Lou.
As you were saying.
You never seen the real dolls?
I've seen them
no,
in that movie.
They're quite
never sense. In person.
I've seen a whole documentary on them. I've seen how they're made, how they're shipped, how they're cared for. You send them back, and they will clean them and take care of them for you and ship them back to you. It's like a full service
They'll
business.
Scrub the jizz out of them?
Yeah, clean up new hair, fix
ew.
Them up. Yeah.
No, I don't. I think that they definitely thought of like an at-home cleaning system for that. What I think is like
no,
the hair, like the...
They'll groom them.
Yeah, yeah. The arms, you have to, because they have workable joints and everything like that, and they do have to eventually go in for repair.
Well, you hope that they're not like fucking Barbie style, where they're just like
no, they're,
they look like giant Barbies.
There was a guy in the documentary who just really has bad relationships with women. Like, he's just so, and rightfully so, I'm glad he has these dolls. He's just very controlling and had a very controlling mother, so don't have a real woman. Get these dolls. He has like 15 of them in his house, and he made them like his family. It's so creepy.
Wow. That's scary.
Yeah. So let's take that into account when we're thinking about Lou's question here.
And
how far do we have to take this?
Oh, just one time.
Just be honest.
Is this about fucking a doll? Is that all the question is?
I guess so, because there's all these guys out there fucking... Couches, bikes.
I
think the better question would be was if there was an inanimate object you'd fuck, what would it be?
Sure. If you had to, what would it be?
So, Lou, you present it because it's fucking hypothetical.
I guess if I had to pick.
No, I'm saying, like, say the question is like,
yeah.
If there's an inanimate object.
It's your segment, Lou.
Yeah, so.
Take control.
If there's any inanimate objects out there that you'd prefer, what would it be?
Well, I mean. Jillian, you, as the woman, you want to start?
Well, I have an easy. Yeah, I'm a girl. I've obviously
shower head doesn't count.
I love carrots.
Like everything, anytime I've pleasured myself, petted the kitty. Full disclosure, I don't like using my own hands. I don't like touching myself, so I've always used an object.
I'm sure.
Boom! Yummy.
Nice. yeah, but you're not allowed to say like vibrator, dildo, or shower head.
No, inanimate object like
pillow. She said pillow.
A fucking pillow?
There's a reason why I keep my pillows on my side of the bed, babe. Those are my pillows.
Because you don't get the job done.
Someone smells like they fucked this pillow.
I'm considerate. Do you want to lie down at night and be like, smells like you?
No.
Jesus.
Right. Listen, the man's got other things to do. He can't be on service for me all the time.
I'm trying to beat the Deadpool game, and I'm like, my pillow's smelling like total trash. You fucking dirty pillow.
All right. Brian, you're next here, right?
I'm next. Yeah. I mean, if I had an inanimate object, a pool floats, and there's couch cushions, and I want to be kind of original, right?
Like that's where I'm running into trouble.
You want me an original freak? I gotcha.
I'm like, fucking two couch cushions sounds
doable. Stupid. No, that's like, trust me, there's like 12-year-olds around the world, 10-year-olds who've done that, so.
You know what? I don't want to sound creepy either, but like I want to be funny. So a kid sister.
Oh, that's so creepy!
Yikes!
Wow!
You could say
I'm trying to be funniness.
No, you should have said the Ted doll. That would have been funny.
A fucking stuffed bear.
Yes. And only one of the I
like how you're disgusted by
and
that.
And only like an audience of 100 people have heard.
He
about
had a soul, all right.
Like, my answer was just going to be an acorn squash. I don't know
what the fuck's an acorn.
It's a squash with a
fucking microwave watermelon.
I've made you one once.
Microwave watermelon.
There you go. That's a little better than a kid sister doll.
Oh, yeah, so crazy.
I'm trying to be funny and shocking.
Look, I'll say a my buddy just because they look like Chucky.
You just want to fuck you.
That's even worse a little bit.
I gotta put that dude in his place before he comes.
This is prison rape. I'm the dominant.
Exactly.
One.
This is a domination thing. This is like, you will not kill me in my
But show. I will also answer Lou's original question. Blow up doll, I wouldn't bother with. But those real life-size dolls, I would definitely want to experience that once.
Why would you need a blow up doll when there's all these sexy ass pool floats lying around?
And these bicycles.
All I know is that an island with a fucking palm tree or like a killer whale.
I want that big old orca.
Shit. No, but I'm saying, to answer your original question though, like a blow up doll doing nothing for me, but I kind of want to mess with one of those fake ass ones. It's because like it's like I want to know. So I just want to know how close
compare
is
and
it?
Contrast. Yeah.
Is this like? Does it feel real?
Because, dude, those guys are spending serious cash on them.
Plus, they've got motorized parts.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Like, you can get one with, like, a moving tongue.
I never would trust that in a million years.
Oh, what? And you would trust that, but you trust the moving tongue of your actual girlfriend when she's telling you all types of terrible things?
No, because one of those
is far less dangerous to trust a robot.
One of those isn't going to malfunction and then just start chomping.
Yeah, and I bet you it's the robot that doesn't. Robots like gums forever. Like, and I bet you it doesn't tell you that it wants you to take it to dinner every Sunday. Like, come on.
It's a good point.
The robot, like, look, the only thing that's really keeping us interested is that we haven't had, like, the for real experience with a robot. If there was a real experience with a robot, you girls would be out of a job.
The robot would probably put on all the get-ups I wanted to. Slave Leia outfit, done.
And you just hit the power switch up.
Poison Ivy, Catwoman, done.
It would never get pregnant.
Yeah.
It would never ask you to take it somewhere you didn't want to go. Mm-hmm. And honest to God, it would do whatever you needed to do.
I think
we already figured this out. We're far more advanced than you again.
I think we changed some minds here.
No. Yeah. We already have the robots.
Hey,
we already have
sperm Jillian.
And reserves. We don't need you.
Jillian, you're obsolete now.
Yeah. You've been obsolete.
No, you've been obsolete.
Oh, I've been obsolete a long time. But
the thing is, the race wouldn't go on. But
don't start quoting.
Men wouldn't care. They'd be like, "We're trying to get to the moon."
But
like,
by the way, you just
I busted my nut. Now to Mars.
Whatever that does.
Can I let you guys know how unoriginal you are? You just described the plotline to Stepford Wives. Well done.
Never heard it. Watch
I'm going
it
to watch that movie again. This now sounds
sorry. The old, watch the old one.
I'm not watching the Broderick one. They changed from aliens to robots midway through the movie.
I prefer to think of it as the plot from that Futurama episode
with Lucy Lubot.
Yes.
Were they all like having like the same sex?
Lucy Lubot.
Mm-hmm.
Which one's that?
It's where Fry gets.
Oh, where Fry gets the Lucy, the literal Lucy Lubot, and he's just messing with it. All right, yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Fry will never forget that. Memory deleted.
My favorite. Look, we just talked about Futurama. My favorite ever Futurama episode, like sequence, is when the Amazons are taking like Fry Bender, like what's the captain?
Zach Brannigan,
and then Layla.
I
to
the, had snoo snoo.
And they keep going. It's like we don't make fun of color or race. We just make insightful humor. It's like, in other words, boring. And then like Bender had like the best comments.
We no play basketball for high score. We play with good fundamentals.
Yeah. One of my favorite episodes ever was that. And then they were like, death by snoo-snoo.
With probably one of my favorite lines. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is spongy and weak. All right.
Death by snoo-snoo. And they're happy yet sad.
Oh. All right. We're going to close the show out. Next week, I do want to go into an article that Jillian sent. We kind of ran out of time tonight about what is wrong with Hollywood blockbusters and how can it be fixed. And I found this article super interesting that I feel we need to actually devote some real time to it.
All right. We'll talk about it.
So next week, we're going to delve into that. And anything else that you guys want to bring up before we close out the show?
I just find this one thing really funny.
Just drinking a nice young Beaujolais with the boy.
I don't know. It really tickles me.
I'm telling you, this is the one house that you walk into ever that is like, yo, American Dad, baby.
It's honest to God, if you watch it on Netflix and you like really put your hate away, you'd laugh. It's
Look,
really
I got funny. No problem with the show. I just don't seek it. Everywhere else I go, it's like, American what?
Every night where we go to bed, instead of like a little girl saying, Daddy, read me a story. I'm like, Brian, put on American Dad. Please put on American Dad.
It's kind of funny. I like it better than Family Guy. I'll say that much.
Family Guy's run its course, I think, to a certain extent. I do like Family Guy, but
stunned continually that American Dad is like up to like 100 something episodes.
Oh, beyond, way beyond. It's like 120 something.
Yeah, that stunned me. I didn't know it went on that long.
Well, you got to remember, Family Guy's been on since the 90s, and then American Dad came on like midway through last decade, and it's like almost midway through this decade.
It's just weird. These shows keep going. You lose track briefly. You blink. Next thing you know, it's 8 years later. They're going on season 10.
And you're
like,
in your 30s. All right,
so,
and I'm old and alone, and oh, boy.
Got an interesting article about that for you, too.
This week, also, I want to say we're going to do a spoiler of Pat Grimm.
Yep, that's this week.
And Disenfranchised is coming back this Sunday. I'm going to upload the episode. We're actually getting it back this Sunday. Me and Ken,
really?
Yeah, me and Ken are doing it. It was hard working around Diggy's schedule and Brennan's schedule, and we just cut them out.
Well, they live, you know, Diggy especially.
Diggy lives in the city, and Brennan's like constantly doing things, so we just cut them out.
He's a popular guy.
They're just done. We're gonna bring it back this Sunday. I'm gonna upload it this Sunday. So, if any of you ever listen to Disenfranchised, who's coming back hard, I'm gonna bring some of my other things I brought to A Squad and Disenfranchised. I'm sorry, A Squad and this show there.
And on that note too, I would like to say that it looks like the Untitled Geek Project is moving forward with me and Bill Smith. We actually met this weekend and we wrote a script for the first episode. So it looks like that's coming real soon.
QQN.
So new shows coming from the Paint Black Network. All right. Anything else? Anybody?
See, is it Comic-Con?
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting to the plugs.
I was saying, I've been watching a lot of BBC stuff, and they're just killing it with all the new programming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching Copper.
Copper,
yeah,
I just got the first season.
I'm getting sad.
I've been watching, they have like a, that new slasher, what was that one?
The Jack the Ripper.
The Ripper one
Ripper
is
Street.
Cool.
Ripper Street.
They have this like three-part mini zombie series. That was interesting.
I just heard of that one. What is that one called again?
I forget, but it's on, you know, like your on demand
Bean
whatever
corpse.
Cable. And that new doppelganger shit.
Orphan Black. Those are always creepy to me.
Yeah.
That always scares me, that thing.
And like they got so much more money for production now, and it's
I'm gonna start diving in. I've been on a movie kick. I have my queue of all the shit I gotta watch.
Yeah.
Took a little break from TV, moved on to movies. I'm watching all the shit that I haven't seen yet.
You know, I do have one movie queued up next. I'll talk to you about it next week. Is saw it on Netflix. Oh, Hansel and Gretel Get High.
Oh.
All right. If you weren't aware, when Lou recommends a movie, don't expect it to be something you've seen in theaters.
Listen, I'm not going to recommend it. I'm just going to go through it and bear the torture for you.
Olympus Has Fallen. That's the one I saw this week, too. I saw that as well.
Was that good?
No.
Really?
Mm.
Do you like Die Hard?
The old ones.
The original Die Hard?
Yeah.
Now picture it. Not fun.
Oh.
There you go. That's it. All right, good. Brian's back. So follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Visit us at paintitblackcomics@gmail.com. Tell a friend if you like the show. And write us a review on iTunes. That helps us out in a big, bad way. And also be sure to check out Disenfranchised coming this Sunday.
Sunday. Look for it in the evening.
A-Squad, of course.
It's out right now.
Show live now. Untitled Geek Project coming very soon. And come see us at New York Comic Con.
We'll be unveiling two new comics, Pete's and
the
Bill.
The Hallowed. And Lou will be premiering the second issue of Last
And
Fall.
Then the fantastic Lou and Katz will be premiering Hand of God.
That's right.
Hand of God.
Also, our boy Kaz from Connecticut. He's we got a new colors. Shout out to him.
Good dude.
Yeah, he's good people. He's going to be there too. He'll be signing, and he's our colors for the couple comics we got coming up.
So that's about it. Jillian, you got anything you want to say?
I want to go to sleep.
Panhellenic.
Jillian wants to go to sleep, so we're going to call it a night. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So for myself, Pete, for Brian, Jillian, and Lou, close the door behind you.